Okay, so I just want to say thank you, Shanti, for accepting my invitation to come on my podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So how's your day going so far?
I've been doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just finished eating dinner, actually.
Oh, nice. I just had lunch a bit ago, so.
Nice. Well, I hope it was good.
It was. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we'll start out with talking about your childhood. Share some of your experiences and the impact that your parents have had on your life so far.
So, first off, I had a pretty normal, pretty fun childhood. Of course, a lot of it was spent, so I went to three different elementary schools that all were able to provide different experiences that all kind of helped shape who I am now. I grew up in a really pretty house in the suburbs of Los Angeles, and I lived with my parents, of course, and then my sister. And back then, we actually had, when I was born, we had two cats, and so I grew up, we had four cats when I grew up, and I basically grew up with around a lot of animals, and it was a ton of fun. I started actually writing about animals, so I think the animals were a very influential part of my life. And I think my parents have influenced me because they're just really great, genuine people, and they're just there for me when I need it.
Nice. So, how close are you and your sister?
We're pretty close. We hang out a lot. We didn't go to the same school next year, however, next year we actually are going to the same school, so.
That's awesome. I'm sure both of you are excited.
Yeah, we are.
So, talk about what made you want to be a writer.
I think it was a variety of things that made me want to be a writer. I have memories from a very young age of just seeing pictures of authors in bookstores and seeing books and thinking it was this very cool thing because, you know, books are places where people can kind of escape to in a way. And I've always found that to be really interesting. I've always found writers to be really great people. So I've just honestly always wanted to write a book for as long as I can remember. I never thought that I would write 17 books, especially before I started high school. But then once the pandemic hit, I had more time. I started writing my first novel, and I never stopped.
That's awesome. And it's good at such a young age you found something that sparked your interest that you really love to do. Also, it keeps you out of trouble and everything, so it's definitely a good thing.
Yeah.
So, talk about, out of all your books that you have written so far, which one was the hardest to write and why?
Oh, 100% You Won't Know Her Name. That book was so difficult. It was just, oh my goodness. The reason that it was so difficult was because it's based on a true story. So I had to write it how I remembered a lot of events that were very, very hard to remember. Eventually, I did finish it, I did publish it, but that was one that I always remembered just waking up and telling myself to give up. Otherwise, the book I just finished, The Bane of Angel Hall Academy, is one of the most difficult books I've written because there was so much going on in it that I had to all tie together in the end that I was worried and that I wouldn't be able to do it. However, I did. It was fine. Now, all I have left is editing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, do you have, like, any famous authors that you look up to that also got you into writing?
I'm not actually sure. I have, there are a lot of authors I look up to. As for what really authors that got me into writing, I remember reading the Catwoman series by Ursula K. Le Guin when I was very, very, very young. And I remember being inspired to write because of those books. They're super exciting. They're for kids. They're honestly some of my favorite books still. Haven't read them in a while, but I honestly really want to reread them. And those are the kinds of books that maybe one day I'll write, although the books that I write now aren't really children's books, but still.
I definitely can see you expanding over the next 5 to 10 years with your subject matter and everything, because you'll have more to talk about because you get to live life. So,
yeah.
So, talk about, where do you see yourself actually 10 years from now?
So, 10 years from now, I'll either, I almost did math wrong. 10 years from now, I'll be 24 and I'll be graduating. going to college. I really want to have an English degree because, or an English degree, creative writing, something related to writing, maybe journalism, because I want to continue writing, and besides writing books, because I think I'm always going to be doing that, I want to expand my horizons a little. I think it would be really cool to be either an English or creative writing professor, because I want to be able to teach others. I love, like, helping and teaching other people. I'm going to start doing webinars, online classes, things like that, and I definitely want to pursue that as an adult.
So, since you mentioned this stuff to me, when you told your parents this, what are their thoughts about it?
They were about my, like, kind of future dreams.
Yep.
They're 100% supportive, and they think that I can do it as long as I put my mind to it. And I already have, you know, a bit of experience, so there's that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's always good for parents to be able to support their children when they're young, because instilled in your mind, like, look, my parents say I can do this, that, and the third, so I'm not going to let nobody stop me from doing it. So,
yeah.
All right. So your next topic is, why are kids so mean to each other in school at times?
Oh, kids are awful to each other generally. I don't really know why. I just know the school I just left, it was a huge problem, where the school actually, they pride themselves on having a very strong and very accepting community, but I found that that is not really the case, that school is extremely divided, and there are a lot of people in that school who hurt other people. I don't really know why it happens, but it's something that definitely could change and definitely needs to.
Right, and I feel like if the parents and the school system work together, the school experience for kids would be much better than it is now.
Definitely.
So, talk about one time when you were bullied in school, and how did you handle it?
Well, there are multiple times I can really think of. The one is, of course, what You Won't Know Her Name was written about. Because, honestly, there was no real way to handle it. It was a really scary experience. I don't know if I could call it bullying. It's a lot of really disturbing stuff. However, honestly, the only way I handled it was by bringing it up to the school, by bringing it up to my parents and distancing myself from that person. The school, of course, didn't do very much and thus kind of left me on this two-year fight for justice. However, I think the way I honestly handled it and prevented things from getting worse, if they even could get any worse, was by distancing myself from the person and speaking up.
Right, yeah. I often feel like people that bully others are not happy with themselves, so they take it out on other people.
That's possible. I think so.
So, when this situation was going on, what did your parents say? What was their advice?
They were horrified, of course. And what they did was they went with me and they met with the school. I don't know how many times I met with my school over the years that followed, but it was way too many times.
Right. You figured they would step in and do something immediately instead of letting it go on and on and on.
Yeah.
So, talk about your favorite subjects in school and why.
My favorite subject, of course, is English or writing. Yeah, I'm a very avid reader, so, of course, there's, you know, those are my favorite subjects. I'm not a very good artist, so I just enjoy subjects. I don't really enjoy math. But basically any subject isn't math.
Yeah, a lot of people say that they don't like math. It does take a lot of brain power and paying attention to dealing with numbers and algebra, geometry, and all that stuff, so I understand.
Yeah.
So, do you see yourself in the future going to your senior prom?
I do. Okay. I think it would be a really fun experience.
Right, especially you get to socialize and everything, and it'll be the last time you see some of your classmates before you go off to college and achieve everything that you want to do that you were talking about earlier, so.
Yeah.
What advice can you give to another kid who's currently going through bullying?
Definitely, first off, tell someone, whether it's your parents, an aunt or uncle, a grandparent, a coach, a teacher, a principal, any trusted adult you have, tell someone. Tell them, even an older sibling, just don't keep it in. Also, distance yourself from the person and try to avoid the situations if possible. A lot of the time, they may be someone who you're friends with or your mutual friend, and you need to cut that off as soon as you feel uncomfortable, or you need to, if you're brave enough, speak out and tell them to stop if it gets worse. Tell someone. Tell your school administration. If they don't help, and if they don't help or if they don't try to solve the problem, make sure that they do, because bullying is a problem that is often allowed to happen by neglectful school administrations.
Nice. So, as you get older and write more books, what other subject matter would you like to touch on besides what you're talking about now?
Definitely historical fiction and contemporary novels. Both are very similar. Contemporary, I think, would be fun just because it's, you know, the real world. There's no magic. There's no real fights, unless there might be. It's usually just real world problems, a lot of with teenagers, and contemporary novels are some of my favorite books. They're usually the most relatable. I also really want to do fantasy, however, I am not the best world builder, so I don't know when I'm going to do that, but I'm going to tackle it at some point. And then historical fiction, I'm really fascinated by because I like history and I'm very interested in history. However, those take a lot of research, and I've started some, and I tried to plan some projects a few years ago, but I never started writing them.
Nice. Well, I'm sure you'll get around to it when you eventually can. I know you're a busy person at this moment.
Yeah.
So, are you into cartoons or anime?
I used to be. I don't really watch as much TV as anymore, but like I did at one point.
Okay. So when you did, name some of your favorite shows that you used to watch.
Well, my favorite anime. Animes were Death Note and Hunter x Hunter when I was in about 6th grade. I had a major Beyblade phase in elementary school, so I was very interested in Beyblades and Pokemon and that kind of stuff. And, oh gosh, I'm blanking on all the names. It's been so long. my favorite show is Stranger Things because, you know, they're finally releasing new episodes and I finally got around to watching it a few months ago. And then my other favorite show is Shadow and Bone, which I watched the entire season the day it came out because I was a really big fan of books, and oh my gosh, it was chaotic.
Yeah, I totally believe it. Yeah, everybody's watching Stranger Things. That's the talk of everybody right now.
Yeah.
Name your favorite, like, genres of movies you like to watch.
Definitely science fiction. I really love Star Wars. Oh, I'm having trouble naming a movie. I'm like, it's not Star Wars. Very embarrassing. I really like science fiction, so.
Nice. That's awesome. Okay, name your top 5 favorite foods to eat.
Oh, bacon, artichokes, huevos rancheros. What else? Oh, gosh, that's 3. Fruit, so like raspberries, and then, No, I'm trying to name a fourth.
Take your time.
Some sugar. So, like, cake and stuff. Oh, red velvet cupcakes.
Nice. Those are good.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your least favorite food you don't like to eat?
I don't know. I'm a very picky eater, but somehow I can't name a least favorite food. When I was young, my least favorite food was carrots. But it's like, I don't really hate carrots anymore. Like, they're tolerable. So I don't really know.
Right. She's like, I'll figure this out as I get older. All right. Name your favorite seasons.
Seasons. Definitely fall, because it's October. Winter is okay. And then summer. Because, like, no school.
Right. That's what every kid says. Like, yes, it's over.
Yeah.
Are you into sports?
I used to be. I haven't really played any sports in a while, but I used to do skateboarding and free running, and those were my kind of top 2 sports. And I don't really do nearly as much.
So, what got you into skateboarding before you stopped?
I don't. honestly don't remember. When I was very young, I started begging my parents for a skateboard, and I skateboarded for a few months, quit, and then got back to it in the middle of the pandemic. I skateboarded for like a year or two, and I got actually really good at it, and then I kind of just stopped because school started and I was too tired and the park grew overcrowded.
Yeah, because everybody's home at that point. I understand.
Yeah.
Is there any sports you... I know you don't get much time to watch TV or anything more, but in the past, did you watch any sports, like anything entertain you or no?
Really?
Hmm. All right. Name your top five favorite animals.
Hawks, falcons, elf cats, of course. What else? Definitely fish, like clownfish, whales, marine animals, and let me think what else. I don't know.
Number five. It's okay. As you get older, what advice do you want your parents to give you that you think will help carry you throughout the rest of your life?
Honestly, they've already given it, but never give up. Like, nothing's impossible. So, that's kind of just something I live by.
Nice. So, summer just started. So, what are your plans for the summer now that you're able to be outside and everything?
I'm definitely going to travel a little more. A lot of it is writing. I don't have very much of summer. I have about a month and a half. I start school on August 16th, and I got out on June 23rd. So I'm not given very much time to do things. However, I'm going to, you know, do a lot of writing. Hopefully coming up, probably finish books over the summer, and then prepare for school to start.
Yeah, it's definitely a short break. You don't have much time to do much of anything.
Yeah.
Definitely. Name your top five destinations you want to go in the world as you get older.
Definitely a few countries in Europe. I think it would be cool to, you know, visit, like, Germany, England, France. I have never been out of the country, so I really just want to see the world. I also really want to go to Japan. And for a while, I wanted to go to the Maldives. Don't know how I'm going to get there, but I still want to. I do really want to see the world.
Hey, you eventually will do it. I always tell everybody, like, just go. You want to do something, it's on your bucket list, go. You only have one life, so.
Yeah.
All right, so at this point in my pod, I always turn it over to my guests, and you can ask me any question that you want.
What made you start podcasting?
Huh, that's a good question. That's the most popular one I'm always asked. So I like to get to know different people from walks of life around the world. I like to soak up as much information as possible from each of my guests because there may be certain topics I may not know that they know. And it's like I'm learning something new each and every episode. Also, I enjoy the whole experience. At first, it started out as just a hobby, something I used to just play around with, and then over time I started growing into loving it now because I just get to meet new people all the time, like people like you, so it's very enjoyable. Yeah. Experience. So
it sounds really interesting. I was thinking of starting a podcast for a while, but with everything I have to do, I never got around to it.
So when you eventually do start your podcast, what is the subject matter going to be about?
It's definitely going to be sort of probably what I was thinking was interviews with authors, and each episode would be kind of like a lesson of some sort to the authors, and I would interview them, but there would also be kind of a lesson around it. So, like, you know, world building with blank author, or writing quicker with this author.
Well, when you definitely start doing it, let me know. I will definitely be a guest.
Okay.
Definitely. So, before we end this, is there any message you would like to leave with the next generation? Also, do you have anything new going on? And do you want to share your social media handles as well?
Sure. First off, as for the next generation, I'm going to just writers, but writing can change the world, and you can help a lot of people with your writing. So if you have a story to tell, please get it out there. Don't be afraid. And, like, just do it. As for what I'm working on right now and what's coming next, I'm currently working on a sequel to Never Dying. Never Dying releases on June 30th, aka tomorrow. I don't know when this episode will air, so it'll release tomorrow. And I'm incredibly excited. It's going to be my biggest release, I hope. And I've been honestly anticipating this for weeks. And it's very exciting. I'm also currently working on the sequel to that book. And the sequel is going okay. I'm hoping to finish it, the first draft, by the end of the month. I started it 2 days ago. But I've been writing around 4,000 words every day. So I think it's possible. And then lastly, as for my link, you can find me on my website, which is shantihersonson.com. That's shantihersonson.com. You can also find me on Instagram, which is at shantihersonson. And TikTok, please follow me on TikTok. I share a lot of writing tips and things about my books. My TikTok is at shantihersonson. And that's it.
Everybody, make sure you follow her on her life journey. She's going to be an amazing, famous author in the future. Y'all hear it here first. I'm telling you in advance. Make sure you follow her, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Shanti, once again, thank you for accepting my invitation to come on my podcast. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You have a good rest of your evening. Enjoy your 4th of July weekend and your summer as well, too.
You too.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.